Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Life Coach Radio Network. I'm David Frank Gomes, and thanks for joining me on Frank Talk, a conversation about the art and science of a happy, meaningful life. I am a coactive Life Compass coach and spiritual mentor. I was trained by master coaches from the Coaches Training Institute in California. And if you want to know about more about me, you can visit my website at lifecompasscoaching.ca. And if you feel like calling in and you have questions, feel free. The number is 646-716-9397. Okay, so let's get started. First of all, I just want to discuss a couple of common questions I often get asked about personal coaching. The first one is, why would anyone need a life coach? You know, can't I just talk to my friend, mother, father, partner, lover, etc.? And while it's true, of course, that you can talk to all those folks, a personal coach is a much different voice than all of those other voices in your life, and they're all necessary. But often family and friends have their own agenda for you, especially if you're going through something big. They like the status quo, and they often just want to make you feel better right away. Or tell you, you know, you're right. Or tell you, you know, here's a bucket load of advice. And, you know, there's a time and a place for that. But often, you know, people give a lot of advice that they don't follow themselves. And just telling you that you're right and the other person's wrong, it might make you feel better for a second, but it's probably not very helpful to actually cultivate a happier life. And sometimes you can't just feel better right away. You've got to dig into things a little bit. So those voices in your life, they are like the status quo. They try and keep the boat sort of afloat. And sometimes it's often not the best thing for you. You know, because a coach has no agenda for you other than your own fulfilling life. And a coach is also a very impartial voice for you. A coach wants you to have, your coach wants you to have a fulfilling, meaningful life, which doesn't always mean easy answers. Sometimes the answers are easy, sometimes they're not. A personal coach is a voice of no judgment. And in the coaching relationship, you can really feel safe to say what you feel, which you can't always do often with a loved one or a friend, you know. There's just a part of you that is always censoring yourself. So in a coaching relationship, we don't censor anything. If you are feeling it and you're noticing it, then you can talk about it. And there's no judgment and no fear. I like to say that a coaching relationship is where you can feel safe to try on different ideas for your life with no expectations. It's kind of like going to the store and the shoe store and trying on a whole whack of shoes. It's like you don't have to buy them. You don't have to commit to them. You can just try them on and see, hey, how does this feel? What does this look like? And so coaching's a bit like that. Another question, which is very common, is why would anyone pay for a life coach, or why do I need one? And I would say how you spend the energy we call money depends on what you value. So I might ask the same question about, for example, why anyone would spend money on a TV, as I don't see the value in having one, and I've lived without one for almost a decade, so no big deal. So if you value exploring your own life and your own mind, if you value understanding how you work, how you tick, and where you get stuck most often, If you want to clarify what's important to you and gain a fresh perspective, and if you want an absolute champion in your life, then you would want to pay for a personal coach. Although I prefer to think of it as investing in yourself. And it's the same as if you would pay for a personal trainer if you wanted to take your fitness to the next level. It's the same as paying for a holiday if you wanted relaxation. So for me, coaching isn't just about fixing problems, although that happens. It's a safe space for people to really get to know themselves. And it's a type of conversation one has with oneself and with the world. And your coach facilitates that conversation. The coaching relationship can last a lifetime, and it's only a relationship that gets richer and deeper as time goes on. In fact, some people keep coaches in their lives for years. Now, let's get to the definition of what a life coach is. And this is my definition. So, a life coach and a mentor is, for me, someone with the knowledge, tools, and strategies combined with deep intuition, positive passion, and boundless enthusiasm, who helps you in no particular order to assess your life, determine your strengths and weaknesses, analyze your current situation, guide you to figure out your passions, help you to connect with your values, prod and, yes, even push you into articulating your life vision, and then helps you to build a bridge to cross over from where you are to where you want to be, reminding you along the way to enjoy yourself and your journey. A personal coach does whatever it takes to help you figure out the pathway to success, achievement, and happiness on your own terms. So, my question to you would be, would it be helpful for you to have someone in your life like this? And at its heart, coaching is really a simple and yet very powerful process. So, I'm going to break it down very simply. And as I said, if you want to call in, the number is 646-716-9397 if you want to chat. So at its heart, coaching is a simple, powerful process. And I like to break it down into three main areas where we do the stuff. Now, the foundational work is what I just termed the playground. It's finding purpose, connecting to your values, and designing a compelling vision for your life. So this is the place where you actually get to play. And this is, as I've said earlier, a place that is safe for you, where everything is possible. This is a place where nobody gets to be wrong. They just get to be. And this is a place of open curiosity about yourself that is spacious and fun and, dare I say it, delicious. It's about finding out really what makes you come alive, about excitement, fantasy, possibilities, and from the small to the large. It's a place to generate possibilities and new horizons. It's a place to design your life purpose, and maybe not forever, but just where you are now. I call that fulfillment coaching. And so that's kind of the foundational step, the first step. Now, the workshop, we might consider this the next part of the equation. And this is where we develop your own personal strategies to build the future that you want to have. And we use various tools and techniques, like perspective, asking powerful questions, accountability, taking action. We use mindfulness training. Sometimes we work on, you know, developing a meditation practice maybe. But the workshop is where we're taking small action steps that propel you forward in life. So in the workshop, we don't push away feelings that may stop us from the big life we want to have. We feel them, and we get to the bottom of them. And this workshop is a place where we question everything, every assumption, every belief system we have about our lives, and we test them to see if they are still true for us today. And if they aren't, we release them and find better and better feeling states and belief systems to guide us in our daily, everyday life. This is a place of experimentation. We don't say no to anything in this workshop. We stay as open as we can to the moment and what it presents. Right and wrong are just concepts, and we're too busy being open to new possibilities as we build the life that you really want to live. Now, I call this balance coaching. And the third piece of the puzzle is what I refer to as the laboratory, or you are your own test tube. And this is the place where you take your inspiration and your learning from the coaching out into the real world, into your real world, and see what happens for you in your own life. So we might say this is where the rubber hits the road, so to speak, and you try out the techniques and see how they work for you. And then come back and report your findings. So when you discover something new about yourself, you can make a new choice. So the laboratory is really the place where you see whether the things you're working on in the coaching are making a difference and how they're making a difference. 'Cause we need to figure out, for all of us, we've arrived someplace in our life, the here and now. And the laboratory is helps us to figure out how did we get to this place and do we like it? So it forces you to become a little more conscious, where you can go out and say, okay, you know, I'm going to practice this mindfulness technique. Is it working? And then go, wow, yeah, this is really changing things for me. I like this. I want more of this. Or sometimes it's like, no, you know, this didn't work. I've decided I don't love to journal and I don't want to do it. It doesn't inspire me. Okay, well, we learned something new about you. So the laboratory is kind of the final important step where you actually see what works, what doesn't. And then you come back and fine-tune things. And so that's coaching in a nutshell. And another question I often get is, you know, well, everything's going okay for me right now. I don't need a coach. There's this assumption that somehow coaching is just when you're really, really stuck. And often that's when people will turn to coaches. Well, they'll have a big event in your life. But actually, coaching and mentoring is a lot more than that. You can also coach with somebody when things are going really well, and you want to generate even more of that. You can coach with somebody for, say, 2 or 3 months, a year, not as a, like you're necessarily trying to get anywhere, but you're trying to improve the quality of your life, and you want a creative partner, if you will, to help you take that journey. someone, as I said in the beginning, who isn't like anyone else in your life. So if you have some outrageous dream or desire, you can come to your coach and you'll get nothing but positive vibes and enthusiasm. So it's like a form of life support, really. And it's about having someone in your life who can help you decide strategies, tools, techniques for the experiences that you want to experience in your own life. And these things need to be designed. You know, we tend to sort of careen around in our lives, sometimes without any real direction or any sort of conscious connection. And coaching helps to make life more conscious and more mindful and more meaningful. And one of the gifts I think I bring to the table is that I take the ordinary world for my clients and I make it sacred for them. I help them to find the sacredness in ordinary life. And so, you know, you can ask yourself, what's that worth? You know, and the truth is most folks can't afford to have a coach in their life. It doesn't require that you get coaching every week. I myself work in a very flexible system, so people can design the kind of coaching they want. They often do something intensive in the beginning and then go to what I call like maintenance coaching, where they coach less often and just check in. And so, you know, I guess I could say to people that I don't need my coach, but I desire to have that relationship in my life. And it makes my life much richer and deeper. And the conversations we have over the years are very rewarding on so many levels. And I also find it helpful to keep me accountable in my own daily life to the things that I say are important to me. And I'm someone who's had a spiritual mentor for a quarter of a century, so I know the value of having that power in your life. A coach and a mentor, in a way, are vision holders. You know, sometimes when you have a vision in your life, you it's hard for you to keep going for extended periods, or maybe you lose sight of your vision a little bit. Something comes up, and things get foggy or a little more hazy. And your coach is always there holding that vision that you have articulated for the life you want to experience. And your coach helps you to never forget that. And I think that's incredibly valuable. And most folks who try coaching out are sold. I mean, they get it once they try it. So, you know, Steve Jobs had a coach for many, many years. Now, you'd ask, why would a billionaire need a coach? But these guys get it. Bill Campbell was his coach, and he would send Bill Campbell to other young guys that he was and young women that he was mentoring. He also coached the executive chairman of Google for 10 years. So if these guys have coaches, you know, and Steve Jobs was at the top of the A game. He was the A game. But he saw the value in having a voice, a new perspective outside of his life, where he could go to somebody that he trusted and that he had a connection with and discuss these things. It's one of the reasons he was such a successful entrepreneur. So if these guys can do it, my final thought to you is, why not you? Why not you? And the great thing about coaching is you can try it out for free. Most coaches will give you a free sample session. So that's pretty cool. You know, you can try it out for free and see what you think. And now, finally, I'll just say the kind of people that I tend to work with. I work with generally three types of people. The first are people sort of at the top of their game. So Imagine a ladder on a wall. We might say that these people have reached the top of the ladder. They've actually climbed all the way to the top. Sometimes they're retired or they're simplifying their life. They've made their money, they've made their mark, and now they want their money and their life to have meaning. So I often work with people like that. And they're wonderful people to work with because they've done the hard work. They know what it takes to climb the ladder, and they're willing to do the work. And then I also work with people who are at the bottom of the ladder. It's like, and they're generally younger people, and they are just starting out. Maybe they're not even sure what ladder they should, climb up. So they're an exciting bunch because they're very open to the possibilities, and they're designing something. They're just at the beginning of their journey. So I work with a lot of folks like that. And then the third type of people I work with are the people who are sort of halfway up a ladder, and they realize that they are on the wrong ladder, and they need to climb down and climb up a different ladder. And these folks are really interesting too, because they're very motivated. They realize there's not a lot of time to waste. It's like they did something and they've come to the conclusion, for whatever reason, it's not right for them. So I help them climb down that ladder and then find the ladder that they need to climb up. And then there is another group of people that I work with too, and those are people that have either been pushed off the ladder or fallen off the ladder. These are people who've had catastrophic events or incidences in their lives. And their lives have become shattered, and they need to rebuild them again. And so I do a lot of mentoring and support work with people like that who've had some major tear in the fabric of their lives, and they need to do a complete rebuild. But really, my criteria for working with people is, do you want to generate more happiness and more meaning in your life? Do you want enough time? Do you want enough energy? And do you want enough money to fuel a meaningful, happy life on your own terms, in your own way? If you can answer yes to those questions, that's what you want, then you would be an ideal client for me. So if any of this has piqued your curiosity and your imagination, then feel free to get in touch with me at lifecompasscoaching.ca, and let's have a chat. I love to chat with people. And so let's finish up with a quote. I love this quote. It's by William Ward, and it says, "The pessimist complains about the wind. The optimist expects it to change. The realist adjusts the sails." So, I'm a realist, and that's what coaching is. Coaching is about being an optimist, but it's also about being a realist. And if the winds have changed for you, then come and talk to me, and let's figure out how to adjust your sails so you can get back into the experience you want to have in your life. I thank you for listening to Frank Talk on the Life Coach Radio Network. There's lots of great shows on this network, one every day. And I will see you in 2 Mondays from now for another episode. So have yourself a fabulous couple of weeks, and take good care of yourself. Good night.